As a major event related to the 21st century maritime Silk Road, this year's Cross Strait Fair for Economy and Trade opened just on the heels of the Belt and Road Forum for International Cooperation. This year it attracts more than 2,000 participants from 59 countries and regions. Of the exhibitors, 380 are from countries and regions participating in the Belt and Road Initiative, including 31 trade associations focusing on the China Proposed Program. As a key hub on the Asian Maritime Silk Road, Fuzhou has also played an increasingly important role in promoting cooperation and exchange along modern trade routes. This year, the organizers take a series of steps to cement their role in this regard. During the fair, a special ceremony witnessed the signing of agreements between trading associations that focus on the 21st century maritime Silk Road. On the first day of the exhibition, Indonesia, a country along the maritime Silk Road, opened a national pavilion to promote its products at scenic locations. All of this have encouraged participants from overseas.
We are here at the fair to promote our country and to help Fuzhou citizens learn more about Malaysia.
We hope we can find partners that are interested in Thai products and establish long-term cooperation with us.
The CFET evolved from Fuzhou International Investment Promotion Month, a project that first began in 1994, initiated by current Chinese President Xi Jinping when he was serving as the party chief of the city. In 1999, Fuzhou International Investment Promotion Month was renamed the Cross Strait Fair for Economy and Trade. Through years of development, the event has become well known to foreign exhibitors.
The first time I came to Fuzhou was in 2011, I think, and that moment I loved it, like coming to Fuzhou, so I decided to come in a row. And in the future, maybe I'm going to come more because the relationship between Bangladesh and China as far as business is really easy, and to communicate with them is much more easier.
During this year's exhibition, close to 150 agreements are expected to be signed, with total investments exceeding 270 billion yuan. For CRI, this is Xie Chen.